Time now for your letters. Last week, we spoke with Joe Klein about his new book, Politics Lost, How American Democracy Was Trivialized by People Who Think You're Stupid. Mr. Klein said that the way politicians now rely on focus groups and political consultants threatens genuine leadership and belittles democracy. Dave Robinson of Brooklyn wrote, one of the points Joe made was about the efficacy of Ronald Reagan's simple message of strong defense, low taxes, and traditional values. Whatever Mr. Reagan meant by all that 20-plus years ago, those clichés are certainly as market-tested as anything else we've been hearing ever since from both our government and the mainstream media. The politicians Joe has made a living off of for the last 30-plus years think we're stupid. Joe may be right about that, but he's treating us the same way. 2 weeks ago, we made note of a Harvard School of Public Health report that the Boston Red Sox chewed and spit more smokeless tobacco than either their World Series opponents or 2005's World Series teams, including the chaste and pure world champion Chicago White Sox. Dick Thornburg, who sure knows a lot about Pennsylvania, posted this correction from Washington, D.C. You referred to Tito Francona as the Red Sox manager. Oops! The Beantown's manager is, in fact, Terry Francona, the son of Tito, a longtime Major League outfielder himself and a native of New Brighton, Pennsylvania, near my hometown of Pittsburgh. Well, glad to know that the former governor and attorney general of the United States is paying attention. Now, on the same show, we visited the Library of Congress for an exhibit on the history of the violin. Joel Smirnoff of the Juilliard String Quartet played a vintage violin for us. He said that age can actually improve the resonance of a violin and that even the patches and inlays of repairs can contribute to enhancing the sound. But Boston violin maker Marco Copiardi disagrees. He writes, Stradivari and Guarneri violins sound beautiful, not because of the patches, inlays, and cracks they have developed over time, but despite them. They are so well made that their voices have withstood these tests and retained their outstanding quality. And the only secret formula for a violin's exquisite sound is the talent of its maker and the talent of the musician who plays it. Ross Warnell of Liberty, Missouri writes, you left out the answer to one burning question, just what is the difference between a violin and a fiddle? I think I have the answer. You don't care if you spill beer on a fiddle. Hey, come on. Spill to us. Come to NPR.org and click on Contact Us. Choose Weekend Edition Saturday from the pull-down menu and let her rip. Please tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name.